I always look forward to this time in worship when we can focus on the young ones in our midst and also those young at heart. So a message now for them. If you were here with me sitting in the chancel at St. John's, right about now I'd be showing you what I have in my basket, which today would be a roll of two-sided tape. It looks a lot like regular Scotch tape, except that it is sticky, not on one side, but on both sides. While it's not the kind of tape you would use to wrap a present or mend a tear in a piece of paper, it is perfect for certain tasks, like hanging things on the wall, or in any task that you would normally use a piece of regular tape rolled up. Okay, so what does two-sided tape have to do with God, or Jesus, or following the Bible's teachings? Well, as you will see when you work on your carry-out connection activity for today, our focus is on a God who sticks with us. That is, with a God who is always within reach, close by, keeping us company wherever we go, whatever we may be doing. Like a good friend who sticks with us in good times and bad, through thick and thin, God is there for us. Like the parent or grandparent or teacher who comforts us when we're afraid, helps us when we're stuck trying to solve a problem, or listens when we need someone to care about what we care about, God is there for us. God sticks with us no matter what. That is really good news, but it's only half of the equation. We know we can count on God to stick with us, but it is also really important that we stick with God. God wants to be in a relationship with us. In other words, God wants to be loved back. Have you ever had a friend you cared about a lot and went out of your way to help and show kindness, but that friend didn't seem to care nearly as much about you as you cared about them? Maybe they only paid attention to you when no one else was around or when they needed something, but most of the time they ignored you, or at best simply said hi every now and then. That doesn't feel good at all, does it? Sadly, we often treat God the way that not-so-good friend treats us. We only pay attention to God when we have nothing else to do. We only talk to God when we want something really bad, or when we're in trouble or afraid. Let me assure you, it works a whole lot better when we stick with God, just like God sticks with us. Always remembering God is near. Always thanking God for the things we enjoy and the people we love. Always talking to God in prayer, whether we need something or not. I'm going to keep my two-sided tape handy, where I can see it and be reminded that God wants me to stick with God the same way I want God to stick with me. Today, as you have fun playing with your Velcro catch pad and tennis ball in your carry-out connection box, picture God or Jesus sticking with you, and picture yourself doing the same with God or Jesus. And as we pray now, let's ask God to help us with this important work of sticking, staying close, and then we'll end our prayer by praying together the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, we know you are really good when it comes to sticking with us. When you sent your Son Jesus to live in our world, he showed us how good you are at this by loving us more than we ever imagined possible, even when we mess up and do things that aren't so kind or good. Help us to do our part by sticking with you, not just on Sundays, not just when other people are watching, but all the time. Sticking with you doesn't mean we will never have any bad days or problems, but what it does mean is that we will never have to go through the hard times alone, and that makes all the difference. Thank you, God. All of these things we pray, remembering the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples and us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.